Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Terry Morin host WNIT third round action tonight, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. 7 o'clock against the Purdue Boilermakers. The third time these teams have met on the season, the first time they've ever met in postseason competition. Does familiarity breed contempt? Well, of course it does. They're rivals. Here's Coach Morin's thoughts on being paired up with the Boilermakers for a third time.
Yeah, I think so. Although, you know, we're trying not to look at it like that. It's just happens to be the next game of, you know, the journey we're on right now. It's a six-game series, and, you know, we're just taking a game at a time, and it just so happens the next game happens to be Purdue. But excited about the opportunity, excited to keep playing, excited to be in practice and still working with these guys. And I know that they're excited about, you know, just continuing to play together.
I know you have no control over it, but, I mean, would you rather play somebody for a third time right here?
Or yeah, no question. I think in tournament play, postseason, you would really like to see somebody new. You know, those aren't the cards that we've been given. You know, it is what it is, and we just have to get ready for a Purdue team, and we're well-versed in, as they are in us, and anticipate a great game.
I'll remind Hoosier fans, the last time these two teams got together at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, it wasn't a great game. It was a fantastic Indiana blowout, the Hoosiers winning 72-54. Then they went to Mackey Arena in February and beat the Boilers on their home court 52-44. They say it's always difficult to beat the same team three times in one season. Indiana gets the chance to do that tonight. The NCAA tournament returns to our airwaves tonight. Sweet 16 action begins at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Another week, another national championship for Ray Lewis in Indiana swimming. Last week, his ninth-ranked women finished eighth in the NCAA championships in Columbus, and now it's the men's turn. This week, the two-time defending Big Ten champions head back to Minneapolis, the site of their Big Ten championships, to participate in the 2018 NCAA championships at the Gene K. Freeman Aquatic Center in Minneapolis. The championships opened last night with the 800 free relay, and the team of Blake Peroni, Muhammad Sami, Vinny Lanza, and Bloomington's own Ian Finnerty came in second. Their time smashed the school record, and the leadoff leg swam by Peroni was the fastest in history. Ray Lewis talks about the great start to the NCAA championships for the Cream and Crimson.
Whenever you can start off a relay with an American record, you know, Blake Peroni's one, Muhammad and Vinny and Ian do their jobs behind them. You know, that's how you spell we in our book. And I think we can have a good meet here because of that. It's a good start, and it's one of our goals. That was a school record by, I think, about 5.5 seconds. And we're really, really happy with that kind of positive start. Got a long way to go, but we'll take this tonight. It was a good race with NC State. Our hats off to them. That was a new NCAA record. But it's off to prelims tomorrow, and we're pleased with what happened today.
How good and how fast was Peroni's leg? No other person has ever swam 200 yards in less than a minute 30. Peroni did that last night, leading the Hoosiers to a second-place finish, setting a school and Big Ten record in the event. The NCAA tournament returns to the airwaves tonight. Sweet 16 action starts at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.